loved us so much that as you would teach us in your word, even when we were all found in our sin, we could not make a payment for a penalty of our sin. You would do it on our behalf, and you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus, into this world 2,000 years ago. He came and was an awesome teacher, an incredible healer, an awesome and exemplary example of moral life. But most of all, you sent for the explicit purpose of being our Savior and Redeemer. And as we sing right now, he died, and so doing, he paid the penalty for our sin. But the joy, the hope, the assurance that we live in every day is that our Savior is risen, attested by hundreds and thousands. Even now, this day in heaven, preparing a place for us, and as we sing, we look forward to that day when he returns. Until then, it's ours to sing your praise. It's ours to share the hope of the message of Jesus Christ and to be his hands and his feet to breathe hope and life into folks, not just in our church community, but throughout the world. And so we thank you for the ministry of the youth and Carol and all the leaders of Sound International, you know them as Sound for Haiti, the Cheerful Heart Ministry, and all that they do as they encourage us and inspire us in ministry here. And they themselves go to Dominican Republic and to Haiti and for all the places in the world that you give us opportunity to take the gospel. Lord, we lift up them to you, thank you for them, for the privilege to be a part of that ministry in prayer and share. And ask you to bless them, not just what they've done, but in the coming years ahead, to do awesome and wonderful things for people to know your love, your grace, what it is to experience for the first time life eternal. Speak into our hearts and our lives today as we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus. And we pray asking that those who have come here with a weight or a burden will find there is an answer, a hope that by word and by song of life is an answer that they leave with today. Lives are never to be the same again. Bless our church, bless our leaders and our teachers. We give this hour to you, lift it up to you with praise and thanksgiving for Jesus, as he taught us as we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
that you are spreading hope everywhere you go.
down ministry, down mission, just trip our mission, let's put it that way. So it gives everything that they're doing in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Just put it there. If you don't, you can send it in during the week, place it in the offering plate today, send it in as long as we know somewhere on the check that says a Triple Heart Mission. We will make sure they get that. So we are participating beginning today for New Year's. March, I saw the Dental Mission for March.
The Music
Mission. Music
is
January.
The Dental Mission
is in March. That seems like a long time off, but here before we know it, they're already planning, I'm pretty sure. So we're going to 10. And if you've got your Bible, take out that burgundy book and view our Bible to page number 955. The parable of the Good Samaritan. The gospel writer writes these words. Just then, an expert in law stood up to test him, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he asked him. "How do you read it?" And he answered, "Well, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You answered correctly," Jesus told him. "Do this, and you will live." And then verse 36. "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" "The one who showed mercy to him," he said. And then Jesus told him, "Go and do the same." This is God's word.
Jesús nos enseña a ser el prójimo para las personas más necesitadas para que puedan tener mejor vida.
The world that we live in today, a world full of poverty and suffering, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us to be a neighbor unto those that are in most need.
Damos gracias al pastor Brad y John, Carol y los demás por darme la oportunidad de poder compartir la enseñanza que tiene Jesús a través de su palabra en esta mañana.
I would like to thank Pastor Brad, Carol, John, and all of you here this morning for giving me the opportunity to share the Lord's message for this morning.
Dios siempre nos está invitando, nos está llamando a tener un amor profundo por la gente.
God always invites us and calls us to show and to have deep love for others.
La gente en medio del mundo está necesitado de acercar, de un acercamiento a Dios y acercarse a su reino.
People in the world are in great need to have to come closer to God and to come closer to His kingdom.
La palabra de Lucas, esta historia que hemos tenido en esta mañana, la lectura bíblica en Lucas capítulo 10, nos demuestra como una persona entendida, conocida de la ley, de la palabra, pues le preguntas a Jesús, ¿cómo puedo heredar el reino de Dios?
And we can see that in Luke 10:25-28, we can see that somebody who was knowledgeable of the law, knowledgeable of the word, asks Jesus Christ, "How can I inherit the kingdom or eternal life?"
Esta puede ser la pregunta de muchas personas. ¿Cómo acercarnos al reino de Dios?
And this is what many people may be asking themselves. How can I get closer to the kingdom of God?
Sin embargo, Jesús nos enseña y nos da dos enseñanzas básicas.
Jesus then teaches us through two basic teachings.
Yo sé que esta historia, la mayoría de los cristianos conocemos esta historia, pero yo quiero resaltar esas dos enseñanzas básicas que Jesús nos deja en esta mañana.
And I know that for us Christians, this is basic knowledge. But I want to highlight those two special and specific teachings that Jesus wants to leave with us this morning.
La primera enseñanza que puedo tomar, si nosotros revisamos el versículo 27, el Señor nos dice que amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu fuerza y con toda tu mente.
So the first teaching will come out of verse 27, where the Lord tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
Lo que puedo aprender es que Jesús nos está invitando a que nosotros podamos ver el reino de Dios de manera integral en nosotros.
So, what I believe Jesus is trying to tell us here is he is teaching us how we can see the kingdom of God in a direct way with our own eyes.
Por lo general, nosotros vivimos una vida por parte, vivimos con una vida de trabajo, en una vida en la familia, preocupaciones por la crianza de los hijos, de cómo educarlos, de cómo mantener una economía.
Generally, our daily lives revolve around work, about our family, how we are going to support our children, how are we going to educate them, how we are going to provide for them.
Sin embargo, Jesús nos está invitando a que nosotros podamos ver el reino de Dios de manera integral y darle prioridad a sus reinos en nuestra vida en vez que poner la prioridad en todas esas cosas que nos llaman la atención.
However, Jesus is giving us the opportunity to see the kingdom in all its fullness by, instead of placing our priorities in all those things, to place it in our own lives.
Y la segunda cosa que quiero compartir es que no es menos importante que esta, que Jesús nos enseña, y al final del versículo 27, la segunda cosa que Jesús enseña es amar al prójimo como a nosotros mismos.
And the second point that I want to highlight in this teaching is the second part of this verse, where Jesus himself teaches us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Realmente cuando hablamos de amor al prójimo, viene una pregunta a nuestra mente.
So when we talk about loving our neighbor, we cannot avoid but have a question surface in our minds.
Cuando hablamos del prójimo, regularmente viene que es el que está más cerca de nosotros.
When we think of our neighbors, we think that it is obviously that who is closest to us.
Sin embargo, Jesús enseña que no necesariamente ese es el que está más cerca, sino alguien que está necesitado de que nosotros lo podamos ayudar.
However, Jesus teaches us that it's not necessarily he or she who is closest to us, but it is he or she who has the greatest need for our help.
Y quiero seguir compartiendo un poquito de la historia que nos da Lucas aquí en el capítulo 10. Y si quieren pueden revisar los versículos 30 al 35. Hay una historia maravillosa que me llama bastante la atención.
And I would like to review the story that Luke shares with us in chapter 10. And if you wish, you can turn and read with me verses 30 to 35. But there's a particular story that really calls and captures my attention.
Y aquí nos habla de un hombre que iba por el camino de Jerusalén a Jericó y desafortunadamente cayó en manos de ladrones.
And this is talking about a man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho, and unfortunately, he fell in the path of thieves.
Y como es natural, un ladrón pues viene y destruye, mata. Y aquí vemos que esta persona quedó herida, quedó que no se podía valer, que no podía hacer nada por él mismo.
Naturally, a thief comes to kill and destroy. And in this story, we see that this person was left in a condition of hopelessness. He was left defenseless.
Y aquí, cuando esta persona queda herido en condiciones que podía morir, entonces necesitaba de un buen prójimo que lo rescatara.
And as this man ends up wounded and almost at the verge of death, he was in desperate need for somebody to rescue him, somebody to help him out, a neighbor.
Como es natural también y como el mundo nos ha enseñado, es que bueno, acá la hacer algo. Por ejemplo, a los doctores les toca hacer cuidar de la salud, a los profesores enseñarnos. Es decir, tenemos la vida bien estructurada.
And so, as the world has taught us, we all have different responsibilities in life. For example, doctors heal, teachers teach. We all have our own responsibilities.
Y aquí digo esto porque pasaron dos personas, en lo que nos dice la historia, pasó un sacerdote y pasó un levista, que son personas que debían, a nuestro entender, debían parar y atender a esta persona porque era una persona dedicada al servicio de Dios.
And so what we see here is that two passersby, who are a priest and a Levite, walk by. And these are supposedly persons who are called to the service of the Lord.
Mas sin embargo, una persona que ni siquiera era tan amigo ni tan cercano es quien puede detenerse.
However, the ones that do stop are those that are neither friends, neither nor close to the man.
Y esta persona se detiene, ve este hombre que está herido en medio del camino, que puede morir, toma aceite, lo cura, venda sus heridas y cuida de él.
However, this man notices this man who is on the verge of death. He's wounded. And so he takes him in. He anoints him with oil. He tends to his wounds and he cares for him.
Lo lleva a un lugar seguro donde pueden cuidar de él.
He takes them to a safe
a
place.
Aporta de su dinero para que lo cuiden.
Where he can be cared for. He provides from his money for his care.
Pero no solo da su dinero y dice, bueno, ya yo lo dejé donde lo podían cuidar y di dinero. Chao, no tengo que recordarme de esa persona.
However, he doesn't simply give out of his gift from his money and drops them off somewhere and then takes the attitude of, well, I already gave up my money, I already dropped them off, I have no more responsibility towards this person.
Sin embargo, esta persona le dice, mira, si algo gasta de más, yo voy a volver, voy a revisar los gastos y lo voy a cubrir. Es decir, que esto nos demuestra que esta persona, este prójimo, siguió pendiente de lo que estaba pasando con la vida de esta persona necesitada.
He goes on to say, look, if he has additional needs, if he needs more funds, I will provide for him. So he doesn't just turn around and walk away. He says, I will continue to provide for him. He is the neighbor. He cares for this person.
Y esto lo quiero comparar con el trabajo que hacemos a través de Chifujar, con el apoyo de la iglesia, con el apoyo de cada uno de ustedes.
And I want to contrast this to what we are doing with the support of Cheerful Heart, with the support of this church, with each and every one of your support.
Y quiero hablar un poco con cómo vive la gente con quienes trabajamos.
And I just want to highlight some of the issues that these people that we're working with face, how they live.
Bueno, le voy a decir, no voy a exagerar de la historia que de lo que le quiero contar de cómo vive la gente. Convivo con ellos y aún voy a ser un poco conservador con cómo viven la gente.
However, I can promise you I'm not going to exaggerate as to the living conditions of these people. I live with them. I can see their situations. In fact, I'm even going to be somewhat conservative in my storytelling.
Y le digo que esta gente vive sin tener satisfechas sus necesidades básicas.
And what I can say is that these people live without having full provision for their basic needs.
Por ejemplo, una familia para conseguir agua que es fundamental y necesaria para todos, muchas veces tiene que caminar a pie más de media hora y el agua que puedes conseguir no es buena, es agua contaminada.
In terms of water, for instance, a family that has this very basic need for water, Sometimes they have to work for a half an hour in order to be able to get some a supply of water, which is again a basic need.
Muchas de estas personas con frecuencia han durado un día entero sin tener con qué comer.
Many of them frequently go a whole day without food to eat.
Usted se puede imaginar que usted tenga que levantarse y volverse a acostar sin poder comer y sin tener y sin saber si va a comer al otro día.
Can you imagine with me what it must be like to wake up in the morning not knowing if you're going to have food to eat, to go to sleep knowing that you did not eat, and not knowing if you're going to have food for the following day?
Y cuando digo acostarse, fuera bueno si aunque sea tuvieran una cama adecuada para acostarse.
Now, when I mentioned going to sleep, wouldn't it be great if they have at least a proper bed to sleep?
Pero muchas de estas personas lo quizá, bueno, tienen un lugar muy pequeño donde vive mucha gente.
However, a lot of these people have a very small place where many people live.
Donde tienen que dormir todos juntos, niños, adultos, hembras, varones.
Adults, children, men and women have to sleep together.
Pero no encima de la cama. Muchas veces tienen que cortar pasto, ponerlo en el suelo, no un piso ni de madera ni de cemento, ponerlo en el suelo y ahí es que pueden dormir.
And not necessarily on a bed. Many times they have to cut grass, bring it, lay it out on the floor, put it on the floor in order to be able to have a place to sleep.
Por lo regular, tengo que preguntarme muchas veces cómo pueden sobrevivir.
A lot of times I ask myself, how do they survive?
Porque bajo estas condiciones, realmente no se puede mantener una buena salud.
Because under these conditions, you really cannot have good health.
Y cuando hablo de salud, tampoco tienen un lugar cercano donde poder ir y conseguir medicinas y atención médica.
And as to the issue of health, they don't have a medical facility nearby where they can go and find supplies or medication.
Es cierto que algunos pueden tener una motocicleta o un caballo para transportar, pero muchos no lo tienen y tienen que caminar aproximadamente 2 horas cuando se enferman para llegar al lugar más cercano donde pueden conseguir un médico.
True, some of them may have a motorcycle or a horse in order to transport themselves, but many a times when they're sick, they have to walk for 2 hours in order to be able to find a medical facility where they might be able to get some attention.
Y por lo general, cuando llegan al lugar, bueno, si están con suerte pueden conseguir el médico que le da una receta, pero por lo general no hay medicamentos.
Usually, if they're lucky, once they get to the facility, they might run into a doctor who might be able to give them a prescription, but then they can't get the medication.
De manera que sigue siendo una situación bien difícil que vive la gente porque no puede tener un empleo, no hay manera de tener empleo para satisfacer estas necesidades.
So because of the lack of employment, because of the unemployment rate, it is very challenging for these people. Their situation continues to be dire because they don't have the funds in order to be able to provide for their own needs.
De manera que muchas de esta gente vive sin esperanza.
Many of these people live without hope.
Por eso en esta mañana, personalmente, yo tengo que darle las gracias a cada uno de ustedes.
That is why this morning I personally thank each and every one of you.
Gracias, Emuska, gracias, Chifujar, por ser el prójimo de esta gente.
Thank you to this church. Thank you to Cheerful Heart for being their neighbor.
Como le decía, convivo con mucha de esta gente y sé el drama que ocurre con ellos. Por eso tengo que agradecer este gesto de ayuda, de soporte.
And as I said, I share with these people. I spend time with these people. I know how dire their situation is, and that is why I have to thank you
Para mí ese es el prójimo que Jesús nos llama que nosotros seamos en esta.
I believe that that is the neighbor that Jesus is calling us to be this morning.
Cuando nos preguntamos en el número 2 quién es el prójimo, Jesús en Lucas capítulo 10 versículo 36 al 37 nos dice, le pregunta, ¿quién pues de estos tres te parece que fue el prójimo del que cayó en manos de los ladrones? Él le dijo, el que usó de misericordia.
So, on the second question, who is the neighbor? We can read verses 36 and 37 where Jesus is asked and then he responds. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The one who showed mercy to him, he said. Then Jesus told him.
Por eso, si en esta mañana, el mensaje que quiero dejar es que Jesús concluye y nos dice, nos llama la atención, ve y haz tú lo mismo.
And that is why I want to highlight this morning that Jesus is telling us, Jesus is calling us and saying to us, you go and do the same.
Y por eso me identifico con lo que dice Luz Celeste Lozada en su libro de Desarrollo Transformador.
And that's why I relate to what Luz Stella Lozada says in her book, Transformational Change.
Dice, sé tú el mensaje.
She says, you be the message.
En medio de este mundo necesitado,
in the midst of a world in need, in the midst of a world in pain.
Dios quiere que nos integremos, que sea parte de nuestra vida, el que también nosotros seamos el prójimo de esta gente que no tienen esperanza.
God wants us to engage ourselves. God wants us to become part and be the neighbor of these people who have no hope.
Y en medio de esta situación, por eso también quiero compartir en esta mañana unas palabras de Brian Mayer acerca del libro Caminar con los Pobres.
And in support of this message, I also want to share a quote from Brian Myers from his book Walking with the Poor.
Y en su libro nos dice, examine su corazón para ver dónde cree que está el centro que puede transformar a los pobres.
He tells us, examine your heart to see where it is that you believe you can find the center that can be the transformation for those in need.
Podemos tener muchas teorías, muchas maneras.
There are many theories. Many ways.
Sin embargo, Jesús nos dice, ve y sé el prójimo de esta gente.
However, Jesus himself tells us, you go and be their neighbor.
Por eso yo quiero concluir mi mensaje en esta mañana.
So I shall close by saying,
preguntándonos, ¿qué harás ahora? ¿Qué harás ahora?
And I want to ask all of you, what will you do now?
Dios siempre nos coloca en el lugar adecuado donde nosotros podemos ser el prójimo del más necesitado.
God always places us in a key place, in a key location for us to be the neighbor for those in need.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Dios nos
and God bless you.
Steven Spielberg last night? Stephen Spielberg gave a wonderful presentation of Pure Heart Ministry. That's John Cornwell, of course, in the back. And he has done further wonderful work for May John. Wanted to fill you in on the detail of the Pure Heart Mission Music Ministry. Many of you may not be aware of what we call the sanitation ministry. That you'll be acquainted with more this morning with that. And then lastly, the dental mission. So video presentation downstairs. You can also ask any questions. Please come on downstairs. Either one of these exits down here to the downstairs. Stay around with us for a time of fellowship. And hope to get more involved, more engaged, and more prayerful for this trip for our mission and Sound International. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.